I'd never seen it before. So when a guy taps out of a game, big third down. AFC South championship basically on the line here for the lead in the division. Mm-hmm. Everything that we've been this year, massive game. It's the Houston Texans. Normally, this second game between these two teams at the end of the year because there's a lot on the line. Guess what? There's a lot on the line right now, especially whenever you talk about playoffs and moving forward. He makes a massive play, takes a big-time shot there, but bounces up. This guy's tough. I like that. I was excited. Tough guy. Takes a shot, gets right back up, toss.
Wait a minute.
I've never seen that before in my life out of a quarterback, legitimately. And I know I echo the sentiments of everybody else that has tweeted or talked about it or done anything about it. An NFL quarterback doesn't tap out of a game, especially if they're able to go play. That's kind of a part of the position. You know, that is kind of a thing. You're the face of the franchise. Whenever you're tapping out, whenever you're healthy, what are your message are you sending to everybody in the building, everybody in the locker room, the entire city, the fan base? And I think what it does is it makes people think, like, get this guy the f*** off of our team.
Pat McAfee on Anthony Richardson tapping out. He needed a blow on third and long.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Joe? Too much being made of this? Or is he's getting crushed. What would we be doing if that were our young quarterback?
I think we'd probably be flipping out.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I think... Bills fans, the Bills, I don't know. I feel like it would be a thing.
I feel like what fan bases tend to do is overly protect their young quarterback because you need to believe this player is going to take you places.
Maybe.
So you desperately, this is why, you know, if you talk to Bears fans right now about who would you rather have, Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams, like, I'd rather have Caleb Williams. You know, it's going to, long term, and they're not wrong. It's just, you're going to stick up for your guy. That's how it works. We'd be flipping out. It is wild.
It would be tough because you never see it.
You never see it.
You never see this. Like, checking out of a game because you're tired. Like, it would be...
He ran a lot on the previous play. By the way, he ran to get back to the original line of scrimmage. He evades a rush.
A bunch of guys.
Moves around, and it's a no gain, and then he taps on the helmet, and he's off for third down.
Yeah. I don't want to say that too much is being made of it because I think everything McAfee is saying there might be what the players are thinking in the locker room. That might be right. You're trying to become the face of the franchise. You're trying to be the leader of that football team for a long time. I just feel like you can't be doing that.
That said, okay, let's flip it around. Jaden Daniels did that in the third quarter of Sunday's game, and then everything else is the same. Are they still mad about it? If you win, and if you're great... Like, my thought on Richardson is that's the least of their concerns that he tapped out of a game. The guy, he didn't, I guess a lot of the film analysis people are saying it wasn't as bad as 2 for 15, which is how he started. He actually did place the ball in spots and his receivers let him down, so maybe the game looked worse than it was. But I think there's a lot of evidence to suggest that guy's not ready to play right now anyway. So... Right. Tap it out and getting Joe Flacco in, what do I think? I think I got a chance to get the first down.
But if you're adding in any sort of concern of, like...
Commitment.
Top of the concerns you already have with him as a football player, like, that's not... When Allen was a rookie, like, Allen was super inconsistent. It's maybe not even that different than what Richardson is doing right now, where there are big plays, there is a ton of inconsistency, and there's a lot of running.
But guys play for him because he's a dog.
Yeah, like, Allen kind of earned that respect right out of the gates. If you have all those inconsistencies Allen had as a rookie, but now you're throwing, I don't know if I could trust this guy, on top of it, I just think it would sound a lot different. And it would have sounded a lot different here.
Yeah.
Had that been the case. Look, I would wonder right now, Allen was someone that redid his throwing motion. Like, he worked at that. He went away in the offseason for a couple years, and he watch him in his rookie year versus now. He throws the ball differently. Like, he worked at his craft and worked his game to get to this point. And I would have a question right now with Anthony Richardson probably needing to do something of the same to become a more consistent quarterback. I would wonder today if he's willing to do it. Maybe that's wrong to levy all that against him because of one thing here, but I would just have that wonder. I would at least have that wonder about him. But you're the Colts. You have to go. You can't bench him to me. You have to ride out the year. What are you going to do? If you bench him today, what happens? Flacco comes in, you win 9 games, and then what? You start next year with Richardson, and you do it all over again? Like, I would just leave him in. as long as you can. Your season's not about squeaking into the playoffs. It's about finding out how good Anthony Richardson is. But they're probably going to – well, should I say probably? Does it sound like they're going to Flacco?
I mean, they're evaluating everything. Does this give the coach a window to do it and not say it's about his play? But just
wouldn't he be making it worse, though, if he
– benches a guy because of that?
If he benched him now and even said it wasn't because of that, it would come off that way. It would come off as you're benching him because you don't trust him. Because you're worried about his commitment level. Like that, I almost feel like the coach might be stuck a little bit. If he wanted him to come out, I feel like he might be starting up a fire if he pulled him right now.
Yeah. 803-0550. Small percentage of the fantasy football world today waking up to find out of a stat correction. And Joe, I'm pleased to announce that it has won me a game.
All right.
Bijan Robinson.
Feel about stat corrections now?
I feel great about it. I won a game in fantasy.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about my fantasy team. That's okay. I'm bringing this up to talk about your fantasy teams, all of you out there. I won a team by 0.02 because Bijan Robinson has been given 1.6 additional points because of a 6-yard pass originally given to Darnell Mooney. So the fantasy football, everybody right. with Bijan, which is not a – I mean, he's owned in every league. So every single league out there is going to have Bijan getting 1.6. And how many teams that had that guy lost by less than 1.6 because you won your game?
Right.
Then there's Darnell Mooney, who
lost
1.6. Probably not as many teams out there of Darnell Mooney, but he lost 1.6. Bijan, one of the top running backs in the league, a big, big –
yeah.
Point change.
It could be both. Bijan started everywhere. Mooney, I think, is around like 50% right now. Like about half the leagues, he's in a lineup. This one is like the most obvious stat correction change ever, though, isn't it? Like if you ever have a debate about like should stat corrections, like a yard here or there,
a spot,
this
a
got
fumble
this
yard.
Got changed from a rush to a reception. This was just they put the wrong person down, right?
Yep.
Like Bijan caught the ball and they said Mooney did.
Mooney
like,
wears number one. Bijan wears number seven.
Yeah.
That's
does their one have the little
it might.
Drop thing at the top? Makes it look like a seven. Yeah. This was a good change. We in our dynasty league, you have Bijan, I have Mooney, and I don't think it affected anything.
No, because we didn't play each other.
No. And also I won by seven. If I had won by one, I might be a little bit more upset.
No.
Thank you, Najee Harris, for not being terrible finally. After 4 years.
I also staved off the old chop and guillotine last night.
Yeah. We're both going in guillotine still.
Still there. Yeah, all right.
We get double elimination in that league?
Yes, Thanksgiving week is double elimination.
Thanksgiving week, double elimination.
It's because there's no buys.
Yeah.
There were no buys last week, too. This past week we just played, there were no buys.
Yeah. And Cooper would have got some people eliminated in guillotine.
Maybe.
The other guillotine league I'm in, I think Cooper got somebody dropped because he only had the
it
one
is,
catch.
The guillotine format is someone, I'm a commissioner of three guillotine leagues, so I make the chops every Monday,
yeah.
or Tuesday rather. And you, it's injuries. Like, oh, here's this team. Who got chopped out? Mike Evans. That guy, whoever had Mike Evans, like your team was in real trouble. Oh, a couple injuries. Bang, bang, bang. These guys are all out. See you later. Or Caleb Williams didn't really put up too much. Like, it's kind of funny because you end up seeing what team did the worst, and it's a bunch of one bad week. Sorry. You know, it's very unforgiving, the format. Really lucky. To make it through. Anybody that does, really. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you'd like to join us. Extended Sports coming up in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.